Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Jo Gray, the roving reporter, and I recently had the pleasure of meeting Andrew Bulmer of the Rubbish Singers. The litter-picking group combines singing with a rubbish pun or two and make a positive difference in picking up rubbish at the roadside across the Petersfield.
It started in the church that I belong to called Life Church Petersfield, but we've included friends, anyone who's interested, really to pick up litter on a wider basis than just Petersfield, and then namely the approach roads to Petersfield. And we've done three approach roads over three Saturdays in March.
So you've got a map here. Can you explain the route?
Yes. Okay, so the first Saturday, what we did was to go from the Brereton roundabout through to the lay-by where there's that kebab shop, van, that's right. From there, we collected 13 bags of litter, and we identified, photographed, and have sent to Hampshire Highways 11 abandoned debris. That's signs, bollards, tyres, anything that's just we can't pick up.
So the kind of stuff that may have been left after they've done roadworks.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the first sign.
So it's 11 items. That can't be cheap for the contractors or whoever left them.
No. I mean, that is wasted material, and they should be really be picking it up and taking it away.
And 13, that's not that long a stretch of road, is it?
Now, we're going to calculate, at the end of this all, how many, given the number of approach roads and the number of roads that we have in Petersfield, how much rubbish there is there, just to give us an indication of the scale of the problem.
So, the other side of town, which route is...
Yes, our second foray was from the Half Moon along the Old London Road to Rake, the dual carriageway there. We went from the Half Moon up until Adhurst Industrial Estate, which is on your left.
And is that where... That's as far as the pathway goes, is that right?
Yes, there is a pathway there. For some of the stretch, there's not. We walked along the road, essentially.
In high vis.
In
so
high vis, yes. Early in the morning. So, we take on some kind of risk. But and we collected 17 bags of litter and 41 abandoned debris, signs, as I say, bollards, spare tyres, rubbish, discarded car parts.
This area, it's not really a sort of a pedestrian type of place. So this must, I assume, people just throwing it out of vehicles.
Throw it out of vehicles. That is the public litter. The, what would one say, the institutional litter of contractors and highways is another source of litter. And that we can't do anything about that. We can't pick them up. We can't pick up road signs. And that's 41 items, and that is about 2 point something miles. The thing is that increasingly it's all hidden because it hasn't been taken away for such a long time, and you find a sort of white patch on the ground and you scrape it with your foot, and then suddenly you realise there's a huge sign underneath there that's just been left over the years.
And it's kind of become overgrown in the hedgerows and so on.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's why we do it now, is because it can be seen. As soon as April comes and May, you won't see it. And
because of all the greenery and foliage.
Absolutely, and out of sight, out of mind. And no one says, oh, this is a problem. So it's something that we have to raise the issue when it is visible.
And what's the third route?
And the third route is from Sheet. If you go... there's a cycle lane near the golf course at Sheet, a right along the A3, going along the southbound A3 pathway up to Hilliers.
So it's up to the garden centre.
That's right, Hilliers Garden Centre. That's right. We collected 8 bags and identified 29 abandoned debris.
Larger items again.
You can't put in a bag. Yeah. We've sent it all off to Hampshire Highways, identified through a particular app. Highways, to their credit, have come back very quickly and said, this is not our responsibility. Surprise, surprise. It's East Hants District Council's responsibility. So they've forwarded it to that. Except for, believe it or not, along the cycle path, they say that the metal framework is our responsibility. The rest is not. That's considered fly tipping, and that is East Hants District Council. So we've got a maze of authorities and contractors who delegate responsibility to others, and it seems that no one, there's no coordination, there's no single identity which gets the problem sorted. Which in this day and age, I mean, it's not rocket science. We can pick up litter and we can move signs. It's just a matter of organising ourselves to do it.
And ultimately, it will save these organisations money if they go back and collect their signs and so on.
Absolutely. The amount of investment that's left around in neglect and deteriorating, which they could be using on other roads, etc., etc., to signpost, you know, must be huge. It's confusion, and it's a disgrace, actually. I'm sorry, it is a disgrace. Petersfield is labelled, you know, the gateway to the South Downs. Well, if I was a tourist and I came to the gateway of the South Downs, I would be straight away out because of all the litter and all the debris left around. It doesn't do us credit. We are a good community, and we're proud of our town. We're just not organized on a very basic public service activity to deal with a problem. The slip road down to the A3 of Ramshill or Winchester and Berriton, those three slip roads, early on a Sunday morning when there's least traffic, put out signs, and if no one else is going to do it, we're going to do it.
So thank you to the Rubbish Singers for your dedication, and I hope to meet you again soon and get the update.
Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaim and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotment where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April, and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.